Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive towards short. Hunfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler strikes out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Woodall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. There goes Stoner trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward bunts for a single. Com moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts for a single. Com moves to third. Ward moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Com scores. Ward scores. Lyons moves to third. Metzler moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer scoops it up and throws Hunfield out. There's the throw to third to catch Metzler attempting to get to third. Now the throw to get Lyons going for home. He's out. That's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hunfield. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hunfield. Maynish moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Maynish moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Blue reaches second base with a double. Maynish scores. Fothergill scores. Heilman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stoner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Manish moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Blue moves to second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Woodall bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. Tavener moves to second. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stoner bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue scores. Tavener moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 3 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Hunfield moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bluefields it and throws to second for the out. Hunfield moves to third. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. McCurdy moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward bunts towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Kham moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons strikes out. Woodall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lyons out. There goes Kham. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from McCurdy and he is out, Hunfield applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunfield for the out. 1 out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-3 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Woodall hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stoner strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-4 in the game. Warner hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. 2 outs. Ike Boone pinch hits for Aaron Ward. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Earl Shealy pinch hits for Ike Boone. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Falk scores. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Kid Wilson pinch runs for Earl Shealy. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Moberg now playing second base. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-4 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Fothergill steals second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunfield strikes out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-4 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tavener bunts for an out with unknown description. Blue moves to second. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Blue steals third. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Woodall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Blue tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5. Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy strikes out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Com hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Berg reaches second base with a double. Roger Peckinpah pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.